the Office of Personnel Management is a much different place than it was 1 year ago. It has to be, after OPM announced on June 4, 2015, that it had suffered a major cyber breach. In the end, that hack affected more than 22 million current and former federal employees. It cost the OPM director her job. Beth Cobert is now the acting director, and as part of our special report, The OPM Breach, What's Different Now?, she tells executive editor Jason Miller how OPM is approaching cybersecurity, technology, and the need to rebuild the trust of employees.
There's not anyone at OPM who doesn't think differently about cyber than they used to. And I think that's true for many places across the government and the economy. We see evidence of that in a lot of different forms. We've participated with DHS in phishing exercises, and you see much, much greater awareness of individuals that they shouldn't be responding to things. In fact, the pace at which they call the security desk and say, I've got this funny email, this doesn't look right, is completely different than it was before. So we've raised that awareness at the individual level. And I think among the leadership level, we've also learned how much cyber is not just IT's issue. It is a management issue. It's a leadership issue. It's a legal issue. It's a privacy issue. And you've got to bring all those disciplines together to think about what are we doing to protect our assets? What are we doing to defend ourselves against attacks when we occur? What do we do to provide services to people who've been affected? You know, clearly, we focused on the customer service to the federal employees and members of the federal family and contractors who were affected by the breaches. We focus on tracking the customer service of our partners in that every single day.
Let's go down that path of customer service. I think, you know, we did a recent survey of federal employees, and they felt, generally speaking, more communication was necessary. They felt more insights from OPM or whomever around what was going on with their data. Do you get the impression that OPM over the last year has taken that turn to say, we understand what we need to do to ensure our customers, the retirees, the federal employees, contractors, know what's going on and are providing that type of information to the best extent you can?
We've worked very hard on communications here and to make that communication two-way, right? We stood up our www.opm.gov/cybersecurity website. It's still there to get their questions answered in the aftermath of the breach. We put on that website a mechanism both for people to get updates and for them to send us feedback and questions, and then we would turn those questions around into Q&A that's up on the website. We worked with other agencies as partners in communicating. We worked with unions to help them get the word out to their members, and also they were a really helpful mechanism for us in terms of getting feedback about whether our communication efforts were successful. So we have done that, but I am also convinced that we have to do more. As we've continued to make progress with our systems and our tools, we've got to find a way of informing people about those and making sure people are really thinking about how to integrate cyber hygiene and awareness into their day-to-day activities at work and at home.
Do you get a sense that federal employees are or should be more comfortable today than a year or two ago with how OPM is protecting their data? I mean, you went through earlier in our conversation a lot of changes that were made, people, process, technology. But what would you tell someone to say, yes, it's not just a people, process, technology, but we have a better understanding of what it takes to secure your data now versus maybe, again, a year or two or three ago?
I am very confident about the measures we have put in to put people to protect people's data and where we are today. We will continue to invest in this because the world changes, but it is fundamentally different. Whether it's two-factor authentication to access the network, tools that can detect data coming in and data coming out. The Einstein tools from DHS, Einstein 3A, were one of the first to install that. The work we're doing already with DOD as we look at the background investigation systems, you know, as we're going to stand up the NBIB and they're going to be our core partner for IT and cyber there, we've already started that work. We've actually got people from DOD in the building working with us already. So we have taken a whole series of steps that have made a real difference in where we are.
Do you get a sense that people recognize, or is that the long pole in the tent to re-earn their trust in terms of the time it takes?
We do need to earn people's trust. We are on the path to doing that, but we need to continue to communicate. We need to continue to educate people. And I think we all need to recognize that the world we live in today is one where cyber threats are real for everyone. And no matter how much progress we've made, we have to do more. We have to keep at it with multi-layered defenses. We have to continue the work we're doing through our IT modernization program. We need to leverage our interagency partners, particularly DOD and DHS, because, you know, we need all those skills and capabilities, and it works when we work together. So in our mind, in my mind, earning people's trust is something we have to focus on every single day.
Tell me a little bit about what has changed over the last year. How is OPM different?
OPM has taken a comprehensive series of steps to improve our cybersecurity posture. It relates to new tools where we've installed all sorts of multi-layered defense, state-of-the-art tools from the private sector, the Einstein tools from DHS, a whole set of collaborations with DOD and others. So we've got a whole set of tools. We also have strengthened our people. We brought in a cybersecurity advisor from the private sector. We have a new chief information security officer who's got the whole security team under him. We brought in a terrific group of senior leaders in the IT organization to work on cyber and our overall modernization initiatives. And I think as an agency, everyone in this agency has the awareness of how important cybersecurity is and, frankly, how every single person plays a role in ensuring and keeping our assets safe, protected, you know, being that they all have a role to play in that process. And lastly, we've got a whole set of processes we put in place for how we respond to incidents, how we communicate with each other, the way we work with RIG. There's a whole set of things of technology, people, and process.
Well, since you've been there, there's been a lot of change, people, and as you mentioned, the process piece. Do you get this sense that OPM is looking at IT and cyber and procurement in a much different way today than a year ago?
In my mind, IT and cyber is a whole of agency issue. It is not a problem for my CIO or my CISO. It is an issue that every single leader in this organization needs to be focused on. Each individual agency and office has to think about, what data do I have? Is it protected? What tools do I have in place? How do I think about managing that information? How do I think about security? We've, again, taken an approach that says we need, you know, multi-layered defenses. You need things that detect things coming in. You need restrictions on access, which we've got through two-factor and other things. We've got tools to detect. We have a whole set of things. We've got awareness training. We've got changes in how people work from home. So I think it touches everyone, and we are really building from what we've learned and moving forward.
Looking forward now, I know you and I have talked for the last few minutes about how much things have changed over the last year. You are still going to be OPM acting director, maybe even full confirmed director, at least until January. Where do you see OPM going, you know, between now and January 21st?
We are on a journey. We are on a journey to continue making these improvements. We are on a journey to modernize our IT systems. We need help from Congress to get the funding to do that. We are on a journey to continue to provide outstanding service to individuals, the individuals that were affected by the breach. We're committed to implementing the provisions that extend the identity theft insurance to $5 million. That's underway. We are working on the extension to 10 years that was in the bills from Congress. So this is going to be a key piece of our work. But the one thing, Jason, that I've taken away from this, besides the immense amount of work we've done on this, is that we continue to focus on all of the work of OPM, not just cyber. You know, whether it was implementing Self Plus One last fall, getting out the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results at the end of the summer in the midst of the height of the cyber stuff, we got that information out to agencies a month faster than we'd done it before. We're doing this hiring excellence stuff, so we are very focused on cyber, but I want to just to reiterate that that is a piece of what we're doing, and we've got a broad set of agendas to, you know, recruit, retain, support, and celebrate a fantastic federal workforce.
Beth Cobert is Acting Director of the Office of Personnel Management. Find more details about our special report, The OPM Breach, What's Different Now, including our timeline and survey on federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.